Good morning, 747. Tom Collins and Laura Mack. Lubbock's First News is going to be talking about Gary Zing.
You kind of walked in with a smile on your face today.
He's in timeout with pay.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, here's what's happening. They're trying to figure, you know, nobody is saying this, but this is what's really happening. Gary, what are we going to do with this young man? What do we do with him?
I think they're pretty much saying what they're going to do, don't you?
Well,
I mean, paid administrative leave while they work on a severance package.
They're coming
while
to an
they're looking for a new director.
Yeah, well, they came out and they said that. Anyway, we're gonna be talking about that in just a few minutes. Love your questions, comments, and calls. Right now, we've got a young lady in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce our guest. She's involved with
Jennifer Elder. She is with Christ in the Arts. Good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit before we talk about your event that's coming up mm-hmm. that everybody's going to want to come to. Tell mm-hmm. us about what Christ in the Arts is and what you guys do.
Okay. Yeah, Christ in the Arts is it's a school of the arts, and we
have,
yes, performing arts. And, like I was telling you guys earlier, we don't fall in any particular category. We do what we call dramatic dance. And, we have a school of the arts that kind of focuses mostly in on classical ballet, but a lot of other things, obviously, because our goal is to tell really good stories and to just be able to communicate to audiences about just deeper things, about the love of God, about the life of God. So we have just mostly this school of the arts that we do, and then we also have a performing company that goes out and performs in areas, Lubbock area events.
So you say that you have a school...
Mm-hmm.
Is it a school proper? I mean, do you have a
classes
yeah.
that people can sign up
we
for?
We do. Yeah, we do. We actually have a building located behind Fresh Fire Church over there on, 34th and Frankfurt area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we actually, yeah.
It's on the inside of the loop. Yeah. It's right uh-huh. there off the feeder. Okay.
Right. Yes.
How young do you take students?
Right about 5 is
oh, okay.
when we start. Yeah, we start the youngest classes about that.
Does
yeah.
it cost anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have normal tuition, just like an art school. Yeah, like any other place. And that's pretty much the school right there.
And I guess
yeah.
you do have a website where people could go on and find mm-hmm. schedules or way to register.
Yes. Yeah, we have a very informative website. Most anything you would need to know is on that, and it's christinthearts.org.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, how many instructors do you employ?
Right now we have about 7 instructors
yeah.
and then it started off as kind of a family thing. So my dad is the executive director, one of my sisters is the artistic director and choreographer, and then one is kind of the visionary administrator, and then I'm the production director. But then we also have other members of the family that are instructors as well, and costume people, and we have a big family.
Well, that's nice. That's
yeah.
fun for
yeah.
a family to get together and
it is.
Come up with this business.
Yeah.
It's a business, but
yeah.
it's also a ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
now,
right.
Now, tell us about your event that you have coming up.
Yes, it's called Reborn. The subtitle is Life as It Was Meant to Be, and it's just basically about the life of God on the inside. And we start at the very beginning of time. And we had at that point, you know, humanity, Adam and Eve had at that point, the opportunity to choose from the tree of life or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And at that point, we chose basically right and wrong. And so the whole story is about God, Jesus coming into the world and taking away sin and death, so that the Spirit, he said, you know, I'm going to go away so the Spirit can come and be with you always. And so this story is about the Spirit being able to come back into us and bringing us this life and us not having that block anymore. So that's the basic story. It's going to be really fun, and we're really excited to share
it. Where and when?
Okay, this is First Baptist Church. Not this Friday and Saturday, but next Friday and Saturday, May 30th and 31st at 7 p.m. Tickets are available on itickets.com, and you can reach that link through our website.
Oh, okay.
And that how much website
are the tickets? Is? Yes, at christinthearts.org.
Okay.
Yeah. How much are the tickets?
The tickets are 10 and 15 now, okay. 10 for children and 15 for adults. But then when you get to the door, they go up to 15 and 20. So you want to get your tickets now.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about your business / ministry.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Jennifer Elder, Christ in the Arts, christintthearts.org. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you.